I mean, like, you know, to do something for females?
Well, I guess what I would say is our board is always having conversation about what else should we be doing and how does that fit in with our mission. So I think that it's something that is considered. But I also think that one of the things that our board is very conscious of is that, you know, so we're doing the residential aspect, and what are some of the other aspects that we could engage in that might include females, but that would expand our continuum of care rather than just replicating what we already do. And I think that, you know, and I know you've probably had this experience through some of the work that you've done with NAMI as well, you know, residential programming is some of the most intensive services that you can provide. So I think our board really looks at, you know, they haven't ruled out additional residential services, but they also want to see what else is available and how else we can serve the community in different aspects as well.
See, I only look at it as that it's not only males who have the problems that you address, but females have the same problems, you know. And so it's just, you know, my own thought. It's, you know, not having sat on your board or, you know, or anything. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like if you're saying, well, males have this problems and, you know, we're trying to help them. Well, females have the same problems, and sometimes it's harder to help them because they're females, you know.
And, well, and I do think there are some gender differences in providing those services, but I also think that, you know, with the males in particular, sometimes it's harder to get males, teenage males, into foster homes and other kinds of less restrictive environments, because unfortunately society still has sort of a stereotype that teenage males are difficult to deal with. And since all of us were teenage males at one point, we can say that's probably true. But, you know, unfortunately, yeah. I think that the perception out there with other resources that are available for females, sometimes it's easier for them to get into some of those services than it is for males.
Okay. Levent.
Hi, this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we are at the Hot and Hunted Inn studio here in Flemington. We have an exciting show today. We will be talking a little bit about some of the Memorial Day festivities going on in and around Hunterdon County, and also because May is National Community Action Month, we're going to be spending some time in this hour talking about community action, what that means in New Jersey and across the country. Should have a special guest calling in to visit us here in the studio virtually. And we're going to start out like we always do with our quote of the day from one of my favorite authors, Jodi Picoult. And it's from her book, Second Glance. And this is what she has to say about communities. Heroes don't leap tall buildings or stop bullets with an outstretched hand. They don't wear boots and capes. They bleed and they bruised. And their superpowers were as simple as listening or loving. Heroes were ordinary people who knew that even if their own lives were impossibly knotted, they could untangle someone else's. And maybe that one act could lead someone to rescue you right back. So we don't always know where heroes come. And as I heard recently at a Burlington County Community Action Partnership event last week, we don't always know where our leaders come from, and that is the joy of being a community and building a community. Our leadership comes from all of us, and it can be any of us that are able to enact change in the community. So stay with us for our exciting hour today.
You got no idea you're going way too fast. You try not to think about what went wrong. Try not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes.
I can't live without you. I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you. I can't live without you, baby.
cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So we're back in the studio. I don't know why we are a little crazy here with our microphone today. Sorry about that, everyone. So we want to know about the weather. If you're as confused as I am, we had 90 degree day on Friday, beautiful, definitely beach weather. And then the rest of the weekend, I think you needed your parka. So it's a little bit crazy. And what's going on now, I'll tell you, I went home and took my sandals off and put on closed shoes because it's freezing out, very cold for my standards, and it is very, very wet out. So we have a high today of 61 degrees. I think we've already reached that and we're past that now. It is about 54 degrees. And showers are likely. It's been raining on and off all day. It's very cloudy. You're not going to see the sun today at all. But we're only looking at new precipitation amounts of less than an inch of rain for this afternoon. This evening, we have a chance of showers again, and then some patchy fog after midnight. It's going to be around the same temperature with a low around 54 this evening. And we're looking at another tenth of an inch of rain this evening. So not terrible, but definitely not a beach day and not a sandal day, apparently, because otherwise I would still have my sandals on and I might be a little happier about that. Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers after 11. You know, I always like to tell you what day is a good beach day. And the only day really this week that you might even see the sun is Wednesday, because we have a chance of showers also on Tuesday night. Our high is 72 on Tuesday and a low of 52. It does start to look a little bit better on Wednesday, although not perfect, but it is mostly sunny with a high of around 75 on Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday night, we're looking at some more rain, but that'll be after 3 a.m. So if you're not on the beach at 3 a.m., you should be okay there. And it is 80% chance of precipitation, so we're definitely going to see some rain on Wednesday evening. Thursday, more showers, maybe another thunderstorm with a high near 66. Thursday night, same thing, more showers, more thunderstorms, more precipitation. Friday, it gets a little bit better. We're not going to see any rain Friday or Friday evening, but we're also not going to see the sun. So just bear that in mind. The only day we might see the sun is on Wednesday this week. So a little bit warmer, 75 on Wednesday. Our next warm day really is only Friday, and that's mostly cloudy skies. So take the Wednesday to do whatever you want to do outside and maybe call in, call out, do something, and enjoy the one day when it's not raining. We have another commercial break, and then we'll be back in the studio. We're going to first talk about Memorial Day and some of the hot events going on here in Hunterdon County and what it means, Memorial Day. And then we'll be talking about Community Action Month, which is in the month of May.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio talking about Memorial Day and what it exactly is and what you should be doing to celebrate it. It's more than just kicking off the summer. And certainly the History Channel was able to give us a little bit of background on Memorial Day. And I don't know if anyone wants to call in and guess what year Memorial Day became an official holiday. Growing up, I'll give you a little history in my family. It was called Decoration Day. And that is because originally that is how it was known as Decoration Day. And it originated in the years following the Civil War. And the official federal holiday date for Memorial Day wasn't until 1971. And that was when we began with the American holiday. It is always the last Monday of May. And the purpose of it is to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. And it was called Decoration Day because the tradition was to decorate the cemetery of those who had given their lives. So that's why it was called Decoration Day. And what has the tradition evolved into? Really, there are still visiting of cemeteries and memorials. There are often ceremonies where flags are placed on the veterans' stones on Memorial Day. But it's also a lot of parades. And we're going to be talking about ones you can access here in Hunterdon County this year to celebrate Memorial Day and to honor our veterans. So we're going to look at the parades that are in Hunterdon County, but you also may see them. There are much larger parades you sometimes see on television, and that would be in Chicago, New York, and D.C. So it is, unofficially the kickoff to summer, and we see a lot of traditions around barbecues and those things, but the real purpose of it was to honor the men and women who died while they were serving in the military. And it's a great way to honor our veterans. We used to have peonies. My grandmother grew peonies, and they would always bloom right before Memorial Day, and we would take a very long road trip. It felt very long, and in fact, it wasn't, maybe 2 or 3 hours long, but we would take this long drive to go to a cemetery where we would put peonies up at the graves of individuals who died in service. So that's why it was called Decoration Day, because you decorated the grave. So that's a little bit of a history. After our commercial, we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening in Hunterdon County this weekend to celebrate Memorial Day, either to honor the military or in our unofficial kickoff to summer. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings. There's one thing on my mind, it's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, you can frame it, put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
And we're back in the studio here, and my guest has joined me. I have on the phone with me Mike Cademo. Mike, are you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. So, Mike, I am not broadcasting from Buttsville, New Jersey, but from Flemington, New Jersey today. So thanks so much for joining me here in the studio. I wanted to do a special program since May is Community Action Agency, and I wanted to be able to talk about you and what you do and the event that you have coming up tomorrow. So if you want to tell the listeners your name and your title and who you work for, and we'll clue everyone in.
Sure. My name is Mike Cademo, and I'm the Vice President for Planning at Gateway Community Action Partnership, which, like NorwestCAP, is a designated, federally designated community action partnership and we serve Cumberland, Gloucester, and Salem counties in southern New Jersey, whereas Norwestcap's name indicates they're in the northwest portion of New Jersey. We also have limited services in Camden County, Atlantic, and Cape May and Mercer counties. Camden, Atlantic, and Cape May, particularly with Head Start and WIC, are located there. And in fact, as Georgine mentioned, tomorrow is the ribbon cutting for our new $22 million Head Start Center on Bacharach Boulevard off of New York Avenue, which is in Midtown Atlantic City. And we're very excited about that.
And that really is an exciting thing. As our listeners probably know, poverty issues are impacting us across New Jersey and certainly across the country. And one of the statistics the census has is 16% of the population is in poverty. But we know, Mike, you and I know, because it's our everyday work, that when we're able to start with the children and help them and their families and work in partnership with them and build resources around them and build a community around them, we are able to help to eliminate some of the issues around poverty. Now, I know we'll never eliminate poverty completely, but certainly we're helping families to, we're moving the needle around these issues. And Atlantic City is one of those areas that our listeners may read about and see some of the rising crime statistics, some of the issues around funding, state funding, and who has control of the city. And in that, you're able to provide a little bit of hope and growth with this Head Start opening, which is so exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about what the center is like? Is it brand new? Was it existing in the community?
In fact, Georgine, it is brand new. The groundbreaking was in May of 2015, and the center actually replaces four centers in Atlantic City, two that were very heavily storm damaged from Superstorm Sandy, one that was fairly inadequate, and then one that was a very good center at the Atlantic City High School, but we felt that if we were going to build a 47,000-square-foot, three-story building that was a state-of-the-art early education facility, we would want to combine as many of our other centers into this one center. And it's funny you mentioned about hope. That's been our working title for the event, a beacon of hope, because Atlantic City has done some good things, but like other urban areas, they're still struggling, and we would like to think that this new center in the Midtown will be that beacon of hope for the next generation, where we can try to help lower-income families to move out of the cycle of poverty that oftentimes the lack of education prevents them from doing so. And certainly, as you know, Georgine, through Norwestcap, Head Start is a family-centered, family-based kind of a program, and this center will enable us to not only provide a great early education opportunity for the children, but it will also be very family-friendly and community-centered. So we hope that this will be a focal point for that Midtown community and for all the children in Atlantic City who are part of that program. So we're very excited. As I say, it's one step, but it's certainly something we're very proud to be a part of, and we're really looking forward to the opening tomorrow and then the center being a big part of Atlantic City's rebirth.
It really is an exciting time. I think a lot of our business listeners might appreciate how community action agencies working with the low-income community, how we are bringing new resources in and we're leveraging resources, the ability to bring everything under one roof, as you were describing, Mike. It really is inspiring and bringing all of that. You know, you have jobs. People will be working there. They'll be taking care of the children. They will be in the building. And it really does help to stimulate the local economy.
Sure. And I think that just what was there was an old warehouse that was also storm damaged. And, you know, certainly, I don't want to say it was an eyesore, but it certainly wasn't a bright spot in the community, and it was an underutilized facility, and we demolished that and then built this this new center, which was 2 years in the building process. And we were just down there today, as a matter of fact, doing a run through for tomorrow's ribbon cutting, and just the difference in Atlantic City, in and around the area where the center is, it's encouraging. Things are happening. There's a nice park one block over that was not exactly the best place in the world to be, but it's certainly now it's really, really beautiful, and the center is beautiful, and there's some other building and things going on right in that neighborhood. So we're proud to be part of it. We hope that we're a part of that rebirth and that hope returning to Atlantic City.
Mike, is there frolicking going on in that park? Is that a frolicking kind of park?
It was a frolicking kind of park. A little bit too much frolicking, as a matter of fact. And now they've kind of brought it back to a more mainstream kind of a situation, more family-friendly park.
And were you able to have your Head Start outdoor park right on your new facility, right at your new facility?
It's actually pretty cool. We have a playground at ground level, just a little above ground level. And then there are play areas, gross motor rooms inside in the event of inclement weather. And then it's really, really cool. There's a third floor playground, which is... it's really neat because it's very safe. The walls are high, but it's open, and so the kids are outside, but on the third floor, and there's field turf and all kinds of things, climbing apparatus and things for the kids to play and experiment with. There's like a water table. There's a thermometer, you know, like a whole weather station. It's really... really neat. I would encourage anyone who had the opportunity to come down. This week is the Head Start State Conference, and our facility is at 1433 Bacharach Boulevard, which, like I say, is midtown, so it's really not far from any place that people would be staying in Atlantic City for the convention. So if you had the opportunity, Maybe you couldn't make the ribbon cutting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but any time during the week or any time anyone was in Atlantic City, I'm sure the staff would be happy to see them and give them a tour of the facility.
I'll definitely try to stop by there. It's such an exciting time for your organization. You're relatively new to serving Atlantic County, probably in the last 5 years or so?
Yeah, it's been within the last 5 years. We were... Region 2 requested that we at least apply for the Head Start designation in those two counties. And so we felt that if they requested, and we are proud of our program, but the fact that they asked us to at least consider being the Head Start entity, we thought that we really needed to take a look at it. And We put an application together, and fortunately for us, it was selected for funding as that Head Start designee for those two counties. And it's been a wonderful experience. We've done a lot with the some of the existing centers. We've improved, and in many other cases, we've added new centers. We have a partnership with the Atlantic Cape Community College, where we have a center on the campus, which is right on the Black Horse Pike, Route 322, and that's you know, it's an opportunity for students and staff with children and others as well to use the center while they're at the campus.
So grandma drives to Atlantic City often?
We must not be on the air.
We are.
Grandma. I get a bad rap for that.
So how far, the purpose of that question is to determine how far is your headquarters from Atlantic City or the Head Start?
Bridgeton, where I work?
Yeah.
It's it's about an hour and 20 minutes, or it could be an hour and a half for a couple reasons. One, there's no real direct way to get there. It's a lot of back roads that if they're not crowded, you can make great time. If there are slow pokes, then you're not going to make such good time. And most of the roads are two-lane roads, so if you're behind somebody slow, you're not going to do all that well. And then there are a lot of lights and, you know, stop signs and things like that. So probably as the crow flies, it's not that far. But when you're talking about all the different back roads, it takes a little while from Bridgeton.
And that's the purpose of, in all seriousness, to try to get our listeners to understand the difference between sometimes the northern parts of the state and the southern parts of the state and the central parts of the state. I could drive an hour to get to another office in a different county where, you know, Hopes, which is another community action agency, they just walk to their sites. So, you know,
Hoboken.
Yeah, Hoboken, which is the Hopes Community Action Program. Within that city of Hoboken, they may have several locations, but they can walk to all of them.
Right.
So it's a different, when we're talking about Southern Jersey, there's always, of course, the great competition. Is it a sub? Is it a hoagie? All those things between North and South. But what people don't always realize is there are rural parts of the state still. And when we make a commitment to provide services in another community, even when it's a neighboring community, it could still mean an hour or more traveling time each way.
Oh, absolutely.
And that,
New Jersey is a funny state. Going east and west is difficult in New Jersey, and even sometimes going north and south. But for a small state, it does take a while to get from point to point. And I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were starting to ask a question.
Well, I was just going to ask if you're able to, sort of manage the communities with that in the southern area with the rural lack of resources sometimes with transportation. Is that an issue with Head Start? Some Head Starts bus their children,
All of our Head Start programs involve the programs in the different counties and the different communities within those counties provide busing because of the rural nature where kids are living, where their families live, and where the centers are. And then obviously that's one of the reasons why we have the many locations is we try to minimize, even though we do provide the transportation, minimize the travel time from home to center. Then we, use our needs assessment as our direction for are the centers where they're currently located, where they need to be, or, are our recent, as we review annually, our needs assessment, our community assessment, are we where we need to be in terms of are the centers physically located where they do the most for the majority of the people who would be in, people, families that would be enrolled in the program. So, yeah, that's something. Transportation is an issue, and we do provide transportation, but even so, we still look to see how we can, minimize how long a child's on the bus going to any given center.
Thank you, Mike. That's a great point, and I wanted to make sure people were aware. So your Head Start Center, you have to allocate some of your funding that is designated for the center towards transportation costs, where some other centers don't have to provide busing because everything is within walking distance.
Sure.
And that's the nature and the beauty of community action and community services. We're using our community as a guide and our needs assessment as a guide to where and how we deliver these services so they're accessible for all, so that we can start to pull back on these numbers of people living in poverty. And I know, Mike, you have a busy day today planning for your open house and ribbon cutting tomorrow. And we certainly appreciate taking the time to be on air with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. We wish your organization so much success in many, many ways and forms. You have been a leader for community action in New Jersey and expanding services and getting the breadth of services for each community. So we really do applaud your work. Our opening quote today was about our heroes. Our heroes don't wear capes and they don't have costumes, but no matter how tangled they are, they take the time, as our quote said, to try to untangle someone else. And we appreciate the work of your organization, and we wish you the best. I wish I could join you tomorrow, but
yeah, we wish you could too. That'd be great.
Certainly sending our best thoughts to your organization, to Gateway, and to your entire community. And you are being a source of hope for Atlantic City. Just so you know, there are a lot of people there who never thought that new resources would be able to come in the current climate. So we thank you for providing some hope to the residents of Atlantic City, and we wish you the best.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to speak with you, and certainly Norwest Cap and Gateway, we'd like to think that we're model agencies, only because we work very hard and take our jobs very seriously. So thank you. Praise from a peer is always the most meaningful. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us here at Hot and Hunterdon. That was Mike Cademo, the Vice President at Gateway Community Action Partnership, a leader in community action as we celebrate May, which is Community Action Month, where we are able to showcase some of the great things that are going on in the community action world in New Jersey. And hopefully we'll have a little time also to talk about what's going on across the country. Community service programs are able to serve 99% of the population in New Jersey. We do have to do our news break now. We're running a little behind. You know how structured I am here in the studio. We'll do the news, and then we'll be back to talk more about Memorial Day events and our Community Action Month celebration.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion.
President Trump addressing a group of Arab leaders about their need to step up and stop Islamic terrorism and how only they can join together to do it. Later, the president flew to Israel, where he was warmly welcomed on the tarmac by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm confident that under your leadership, the remarkable alliance between Israel and the United States will become ever greater, ever stronger.
The Senate wants to hear from former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, but there's reports he's not going to testify. He's rejecting a Senate subpoena, saying he will take the Fifth Amendment, invoking his constitutional right against self-incrimination. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The man who killed one and injured almost two dozen driving his car into a crowd at Times Square, giving a surprise interview from jail. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Richard Rojas sat for two jailhouse interviews with the New York Post, saying he'd recently seen a mental health counselor at a veterans center and was trying to fix his life, get a job, and get a girlfriend. The 26-year-old Bronx Navy vet told investigators he was high on marijuana and PCP when he drove his car into Times Square last Thursday, killing a young Michigan woman and injuring 22 other people. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
If you have a drone, you no longer have to register it with the government. A federal appeals court in Washington says the FAA does not have the authority to force users of model aircraft, which is how drones are classified, to register in a national database and pay a $5 fee. The FAA had cited safety concerns, saying pilots have complained about close calls with drones near commercial airports. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Major protests in North Carolina to celebrate the Confederacy. Here's more from correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Taking Back Alamance County group says it planned the event to protest what it called the destruction of Southern symbols in cities across the United States, and between 100 and 200 people turned out for their rally. But another group of about 30 people from a group called Triangle Industrial Workers of the World held a counter demonstration very nearby, and they called their event Stop White Supremacy in Alamance County. During the two events, police say two people were arrested for trespassing, two were arrested for allegedly assaulting law enforcement officers, and another was accused of injury to property.
The death of a six-year-old boy kidnapped in Mississippi leading to questions.
Some people have wondered why it took so long to issue an Amber Alert for the kidnapped boy. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation says it can't put the alert out until local law enforcement provides detailed information about the child and the vehicle used in the kidnapping and a photograph of the child. And NBI's Warren Strain says there's one more step, entering the kidnapping in the National Crime Information Center.
Once the child's information is entered into NCIC, that goes out not only to local law enforcement, but law enforcement all over the state of Mississippi and throughout the nation.
He says, unfortunately, it takes time to do everything required to issue an Amber Alert, but NBI believes putting something out without all the necessary information wouldn't do any good in helping to locate a child.
USA Radio News.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bends, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just where all of this is coming from. I thought that we were fine.
Oh, we had everything.
Your head is running wild again. My dear, we still have everything, and it's all in your mind.
Yeah, but this is happening.
You've been having
here in the studio at Hutton Hunterdon, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office, talking about May for Community Action Month and also Memorial Day. And I believe this is the last Monday in May that I'll be broadcasting. At least I thought so when I figured out we'd be doing Community Action. So I want to be able to get back to Memorial Day and some of the things that are going on. We talked about the history of it, but there are parades going on in Hunterdon, and there are certainly events you should be attending. If you all recall, last week we had our fine artisan show hosts here talking about what would be going on at Stengel Factory in Flemington, and I know I plan to stop in there over the long weekend, and their event is Sunday and Monday, and we were trying to figure out if there were another parade in Flemington as there was in prior years, and I wasn't able to find that parade, so I don't think that's happening, but I did find some other parades I want to let everyone know. We take a page from Laura's book here at the Chamber, which is we should celebrate our community and almost act like we're a tourist while we're here and make sure we take advantage of all the programs that are going on. I'm trying to share and post as many fun things that are going on, including some great history lectures that are happening in Clinton. But there are some Memorial Day services and parades. So remember, we talked about how it was originally Decoration Day to decorate the graves, remembering those who lost their lives while serving in the country, for the country. And there are some parades that honor that. Milford has a ceremony where they will be replacing American flags at the Milford Union Cemetery. And that's at 9 o'clock on Saturday. And actually, you missed that. I'm sorry. That was May 20th. That was this past Saturday. But you can still attend the High Bridges Memorial Day Parade. That's at 11 o'clock, and that's at Hoffman Veterans Memorial Park on West Main Street. There's also a parade led by the Hunterdon Veterans Alliance. And if you were listening to Ruth Ann's show, which follows mine last week, she had a wonderful ensemble from the Veterans Haven North, a musical production really last week to honor some of the veterans that are homeless and are seeking some opportunity to express themselves through music. So the Hunterdon Veterans Alliance will take place in Flemington. That's a parade. So there is a parade in Flemington. It's just by the Hunterdon Veterans Alliance, and that'll be at 10 a.m. on May 29th. So that is on Church and Main Street, and they also do something at the Veterans Monument, which if you're even a little bit familiar with Flemington, you know that is the point there. There's a wonderful monument statue, and they will be joined there. So that would be certainly a thing to do. And then go over to the Fine Artisan Festival. Reddington Township, which I always get confused with Raritan, well, they are hosting a Memorial Day Parade on the 29th. That will begin at 10:30 at the White House Mall. And then there will be a park with games and hot dogs. So we talked about how Memorial Day sometimes is the kickoff for summer. So it's nice to see those two events being combined. And certainly the Quakertown Fire Company is holding its 62nd Memorial Day service at the Franklin Township School. That's right in Quakertown. There's a couple of very nice nurseries there if you want to get some plants for the Memorial Day weekend. And they're doing some things, planting flowers in memory of the fallen servicemen and women from Franklin Township. And so you can certainly take place of that. The observance is at a nearby monument, which was actually built for five Franklin residents who were killed in action in World War II. So they'll be doing some firehouse tours there as well after the ceremony. Frenchtown has a Memorial Day parade, and I do love a good parade, and that'll be at 10 o'clock on the 29th. That's at the Frenchtown Public School. And of course, Glenn Gardner has a memorial post that's doing a ceremony on the 29th at 10 a.m. And I'll post all of these on our website. But not to forget Lambertville, which has a parade at 9 a.m. on the 29th. And Califon is doing their 16th annual Memorial Day parade on May 29th. So there really is many, many activities that you can attend and go to. And if you have a younger generation, you certainly could take this opportunity to let them know a little bit about some of the service people have given and the sacrifices. Stay with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
We're back here in the studio just finishing up one more item about Memorial Day and celebrating people who have enlisted in the service or been drafted and made the ultimate sacrifice. There is an event coming up, the Jersey Brothers, and it's on our Facebook page, and it is sponsored by the Clifton Bookshop, and it's an evening with author Sally Mott Freeman, and it talks about a missing naval officer in the Pacific and the family's quest to bring him home. It's called The Jersey Brothers is the book, so it's a reading discussion. It's Wednesday, May 24th at 7 p.m., and it really looks like a great event, and what a great way to memorialize Memorial Day by having a new tradition or doing something to remember those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. So now back to community action, because May is also Community Action Month. We have to get all of these things in because we will be missing a broadcast next Monday because we'll be off for Memorial Day, celebrating in our own way over here, hopefully opening up to a great summer season with lots of blooming flowers and nice hot weather for running. So I wanted to give you a little bit of a sense of community action. I work for a community action organization and have for some time, and I really enjoy the CSBG Community Service Block Grant Network that is not only in New Jersey but across the country. And working with people in poverty, I've learned so much over the years, and collectively, our network has helped in 1 year basically over 300,000 people that are low income. And there are many different programs. Each agency in the CSBG network is able to identify and define services based on community needs and the ability to develop programs that are really able to address community issues. So for New Jersey, you know, certainly collectively serving 322,000 people in 1 year, we're a large network that is really committed to working on poverty issues. And because it is Community Action Month, there are a lot of organizations that have been able to celebrate Community Action Month. I just posted a picture on the Houghton Hunterdon Facebook page. Burlington County Community Action, who is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, hosted their first conference on poverty issues to bring some awareness and attention to community action. And I was able to be on a panel presentation, but I took a picture of one of the policy panels. They were talking about so many great policies that are working and so many policies that need to be changed in order to make New Jersey a better place and a more equitable state where housing is affordable and there are living wage jobs. So I immensely enjoyed being on my panel, which was on innovation and poverty. But the policy panel, which is the picture I posted, had such great ideas and really wonderful thoughts about how we can enact change here in New Jersey. So I really do encourage you to take a look at the Burlington County Community Action Partnership page and learn a little bit more. They do impact Burlington County, and that is another area which is rural in New Jersey that can be difficult to deliver services, but they are focused on removing barriers to self-sufficiency. And their executive director is relatively new. After many years of leadership with Dr. Townsend, we have a new executive director, Dr. Johnson, for Burlington County, and he's doing great things in the year he's been with the organization, including this conference. So it's really great to showcase what's going on and to partner with other community action agencies. The keynote speaker was from Greater Bergen County Community Action, and it was great to have so much participation from other community action agencies. We are a network that still needs to do a lot of work in collaboration, but I think many of us, like as you heard Mike talk about earlier, we have a strong peer network, and we are committed to working together if it's attending an opening or supporting our work. Or Mike is great for sharing his press releases with me. Sometimes I will say, please, I need a template. Can you send me? What did you do on you know, a topic of literacy? And 2 seconds later, I'll have a template in my inbox that I'm able to use without reinventing the wheel, and I appreciate that kind of cooperation. So Community Action is certainly filled with organizations across the country that are helping and doing great work, and I really appreciate being able to showcase them. I'm running a little behind here, so we've got to get to the news. Thanks for joining us here at Houghton Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion.
President Trump addressing a group of Arab leaders about their need to step up and stop Islamic terrorism and how only they can join together to do it. Later, the president flew to Israel, where he was warmly welcomed on the tarmac by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm confident that under your leadership, the remarkable alliance between Israel and the United States will become ever greater, ever stronger.
The Senate wants to hear from former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, but there's reports he's not going to testify. He's rejecting a Senate subpoena, saying he will take the Fifth Amendment, invoking his constitutional right against self-incrimination. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr.